Thank you for calling MFXPO. This is Cheryl for Supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
I'm pretty sure you're already. Hi. I'm pretty sure you're aware of the situation of the reason why of my call. This has been since yesterday. I am tired. I'm very tired. And I'm very unhappy, very angry that your delivery guy, quote unquote, said they spoke to someone, yet they never spoke to anybody. Claimed it and put it on the account. Put on the account that they were on their way, and yet they canceled. They never showed up. Since 7 a.m., I was up yesterday waiting for the store, and nobody delivered, and no even phone call. And the delivery date changed, not even saying that, okay, well, someone rescheduled it. Nobody rescheduled no delivery. So now, it's our word against the delivery guy. I've been on the phone since yesterday. Up since 7 a.m., waiting for the stove to arrive. No stove. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. yesterday, trying to even speak to a manager. And I spoke to one lady yesterday. Her name is Angie. She told me that she was going to call me back, and nobody called me back. And today, again, I'm on the phone, being bounced here and there, talking to here, talking to there, talking to this person, to this person, and yet nobody can find the solution for me. I need my stove.
Okay. So at this point, we're only the customer service department. We don't actually work in the delivery department. The only thing we can do is send an email to the regional manager and have someone follow up with you. But there's nothing I can do now.
Yesterday, though, Ms. Cheryl, this is the same thing I've been here since yesterday. I am tired. I need to speak to someone.
There's no one else you can speak with. We're the customer service department.
Dear,
I can't get you over to anyone else.
Well, I really don't care. Your customer service is whatever it is. Again, I said this thing since yesterday from 1 p.m. I was on the phone. 1 p.m. yesterday. I was up since 7 a.m. waiting for the stove. You hear me? 7 a.m. waiting for the stove. I started even falling asleep on the couch waiting for that stove that never arrived until 1 p.m. I've been on the phone from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. being bounced here, not here. Well, call this. And then finally they told me, well, call the installation people. The installation people, if they give you a get-go, then the delivery people can go. Now you're telling me it's not you guys, it's some other people. Finally, what kind of
that
customer
is correct.
Service is this? Well, someone needs to find a solution for me. You guys say you were going to call me back yesterday. Nobody called me back. Now, today, again, I have to take my phone. Do you even think that if it was the case that it was rescheduled, I would be on the phone with you guys?
I'm not sure, ma'am.
Let's put some sense into whatever I'm doing. Exactly. Let's put some sense in whatever I'm doing.
Please hold.
Let's put some sense into it.